sponsors. Enjoy.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
Welcome to IPUS on Air with Noemi. Join us every Friday night at 7 p.m. only on Double Radio 92.7 FM. The call-in is always open at 844-967-2789. Again, that's 844-967-2789, or you can find it on the Double Radio app. Welcome back to another show. I'm really excited to be here with Grace today.
Hi! I'm excited to be here too, again.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I did kind of want to start off and talk about, I mean, there's so much to talk about.
As there has been, like, the last 3 years.
There is, yeah. And I think we have a lot to talk about, too, just in general. But I did want to talk about kind of with our show, I think last week or maybe the week before, I kind of said that this would be our finale show. This show is not our finale show. We are going to continue with the shows for another 13 weeks. So I don't know if that's good news or bad news. I don't really know.
It's good news.
It is. That's good. But yeah, so we're kind of in like this transitional period too. I think we're going to do what I consider a finale, even though it's not the end. It's kind of like the beginning, of the summer and just our shows in general. And Grace, you're also graduating. So
yep,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. No, class of 2022, didn't think we'd make it, but here we are.
I know. Yeah. It's been a long,
long ride. Weird.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the fact that we've only been in school technically for, like, how many years of high school have we had? Like, 2.5?
Not even 2, right? No, we have had 2. We've had 2 in, like, have we had 3?
I don't know. Well, regardless, not 4.
Yeah.
So, it's still weird because I feel like when COVID hit, I was a sophomore. I was 16. I just turned 16 and now I'm, like,
I know, I was barely 16.
Whole adult.
And now, yeah. And it's still not over.
No, it's not. And it's getting worse.
And we're seeing that in our school right now with the COVID numbers. And I think we talked about that last week with Dr. Buran, our principal, who was here last week. Mm-hmm. We talked about how we're not ready for events, really, to come back. Looking at what happened with prom.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were also going to be talking about, I do want to talk about the event that happened last Saturday. I don't know if I really kind of promote it in the best way that I could have last week, but the Lake Winger Watershed event happened last week. And thanks to Taylor and to Jake and to everybody who was part of the Dutch and Monroe Neighborhood Association, as well as the Friends of Lake Winger and Friends of Arboretum who put on the event. It was a wonderful event. I think there were over 30 organizations there in support of the lake and kind of gathering around this kind of cause to clean up the lake and protect the lake as well. And we'll see a lot more of those events during the summer, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, our lakes, especially with it getting like greener out, you see all these signs for fertilizer and it's like, do you have any idea what you're doing to the lakes that we have our kids swim in? Like,
right.
Do you have any idea? And kids and animals and people don't understand that it runs off into the lake. And being in Madison, we have so many bodies of water around us. So, you know, thank you to all the people who went and cleaned up the lake.
And just to everybody who works on that as well, like not only like here and cleaning up the lake, but also like with the legislation that has to be passed to regulate.
Absolutely.
What we're putting in our lake and what we're doing to our water in general. But we also wanted to talk about, and Grace, could you kind of reintroduce yourself for people who weren't
there? Oh, yeah. My name is Grace. I'm a senior at West High School. I'm graduating this year. I was here, when was I last here? Like the last week of April or something like that. And
like
I kind of talked about like what my club is. I'm a founder of a club that's called AOC. It's dedicated to providing consent education safety. Acronym stands for Allies of Consent. We just kind of figured out who is going to be running it next year, which we're super, super excited about. And we have a whole list of like 20 new members that are joining next year.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's pretty much what I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How have you kind of, I don't know, for our organization is kind of in the same position, similar position. How have you kind of like delegated powers down?
It's mainly, we have really lost numbers like going through the year. I mean, you know, people just want to have a lunch where they want to relax. So sometimes it's kind of hard, especially a lot of our group is seniors because, you know, that's the people that I know. That's people who follow me on social media.
Yeah.
So what we did to get all new members is there's this thing called Movin' West, but it's for incoming freshmen. So we, it's like a club fair. So I was there with our president next year. Shout out to them. They did an amazing job and we recruited a bunch of freshmen, which is great.
That's great. Yeah. We should have done that.
Yeah. It was really fun. Really cool.
That's great. Yeah. I know that. So you were here on April 29th, I believe. So that was before we had kind of known about the like the decision that could potentially overturn Roe.
Yep.
And I think it was that next week that the protest had happened.
Yes.
Could you kind of talk about that and organizing that?
Yeah. So I remember hearing like Roe v. Wade is going to be overturned. My mom, I remember learning what abortion was and hearing about it. It's like, isn't that killing babies? And then my mom told me, she was like, I actually marched for the right to choose in Washington when I was your age. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you're kidding. How many years later and we're still doing this? But she explained to me, you know, why she marched for it. And I finally like understood what it was. And ever since then, I've been incredibly passionate about it. I'm just upset by the fact that I am protesting for the same things that my mother protested for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are we constantly in fear that our rights to our own bodies are going to be taken away?
Mm-hmm.
I also know a lot of people who have personally like benefited from the Roe v. Wade trial, mm-hmm. you know, rape survivors who have, had abortions and made that choice to save their own life.
Yeah.
And I'm very, very passionate about the issue. So I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle not doing anything. So I got in contact with people from other schools
mm-hmm.
and we marched West High School. Since we're close, we marched down to the Capitol in like 95 degree heat, which was awful, but worth it. And then we spoke inside of the Capitol and then eventually moved outside of the Capitol. We had a lot of like survivor testimonies from people who are survivors of sexual assault. We had people there from all genders, all races. It was so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was sort of the call to action or, I mean, obviously the decision of, you know, overturning Roe is definitely a call to action. But what were you kind of hoping the outcome of that would be?
I was really hoping, I think we need to start spreading awareness. My goal was to kind of host a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood or other organizations in the area.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of ran out of time for that. So that's kind of what I'm working on for next year. And I've talked to Senator Kelda Royes, mm-hmm. and she's given me some organizations that she would recommend donating to. And I know East had a specific call to action, but I can't remember what it was. But we all still want the rights to our body. And that's mm-hmm. kind of what our big call to action was.
Mm-hmm. I know you kind of talked about your mom protesting and then this protest. How do you think the arguments for choice are the same and how do they differ?
I think the arguments now, I mean, it was like women's rights or human rights. But now we know that it's not only women who have abortions. It's people all genders who have a uterus.
Mm-hmm.
So we now know that it's a fight that's not just impacting women. It affects men and people who are non-binary and mm-hmm. on any gender spectrum. It impacts everyone.
Yeah.
Because two people create a child.
Right. Do you think that this is going to kind of create like a fifth wave of feminism in a way?
Good Lord. I hope so. I would love to be a catalyst for that. I think we need this other wave of feminism that's coming. I think it kind of started in the 2016 election. When Trump was elected, it kind of ignited this whole fury of like feminine rage. Again, I say feminine, not meaning only women, but it definitely ignited this rage in the women, you know, that he talking about grabbed their bodies. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it just totally started this whole new wave of feminism, which I'm really happy to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. I know that we're also feeling the effects right now, I guess, of the shooting in New York and the shooting in Texas.
Absolutely.
I know that also in Madison, you know, we had just had that the bombing of what I think they would consider kind of like an anti-abortion clinic in a way.
Yeah.
Do you think that this is going to evoke violence?
I think any movement now, I think, will evoke violence. And I think it's sad that it has to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, hate is so, so strong. And I think violence comes from hate. So when we have hate, there's going to be violence.
Mm-hmm. What would you say is kind of the, like, do you think there is a call for violence in a way?
It's kind of the same as I thought during the Black Lives Matter protest. I mean, obviously, yeah. I can't really speak from a very mm-hmm. personal point of experience because I am a cis white woman. However, I don't blame people, because if your child was killed by police, you'd want to scream and break and hit things, right? Mm-hmm. So you can't really blame people for that. Mm-hmm. And I don't think violence is something that we should shoot for, but I understand why people are doing what they're doing. I understand why people feel so threatened.
Mm-hmm. What would you say are some of the major differences between the movement that maybe your mom was a part of versus this movement now with like the political climate?
The political climate, I feel like people are gearing more towards, I feel like back when my mom protested in like the 80s, mm-hmm. it was more of people were very split, like Democrat and Republican. And now I feel like a lot of young people are really straying away from political parties. Mm. So I think we're demanding mm. rights. And like, as I said before, it's now a fight of all genders. It's not just women.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
my mom said they got on a bus and they went down to Washington and they all watched Thelma and Louise. And she goes, "You have never seen Thelma and Louise unless you've watched it in a bus with a bunch of angry feminists." And I was like, yep, it's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I know that we're also kind of feeling the effects of women not being able to have the right to choose, especially with what was just voted on with the baby formula.
Exactly.
And Biden enacting like the Defense Act for mm-hmm. that, and seeing how, like, how do you think that also kind of relates?
Well, I think it's interesting that the same people who are voting that are forcing us to have children are not letting us feed them. Mm-hmm. I think that's really interesting. It's like, okay, so you're not going to pay for the food that you're forcing for the kids that you're forcing us to have.
Yeah.
I think that's super, super interesting. And we could really see there what's wrong with the presidency mm-hmm. and what's wrong with this whole thing.
Yeah. And there's so many connections today in the news as well. And we're yep. going to continue with this conversation after this break. Yep. Thank you so much. Since it's been clear.